Mentioned we are talking to those who are seeking seats in the November election, whether it's at the state representative level or at the local level. Joining us right now is the Democratic candidate for the 83rd District State House seat, Stephanie Armstrong-Helton. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, Paul. It's so nice to talk with you again. I think it's been probably 6 years since you and I've had an opportunity to chat.
We used to hang out at least once a year at what we still call sometimes Mercy Hospital, Lake Huron Medical Center now, when you were working there. I know that you've been actively involved in the Democratic Party here in St. Clair County for some time. What made you decide you wanted to run for state rep?
Well, let me tell you, Paul, you know, when I left the local hospital here, I moved to an opportunity at Trinity Health, which is one of the nation's largest Catholic healthcare providers, to work in government affairs, or what we like to call advocacy. And it gave me an opportunity to really talk with public officials on a routine basis about things that are really impacting the health of our communities. And actually, this grew out of work that we did together many years ago around Medicaid expansion and other issues that were a result of the Affordable Care Act. So in the spring, when we started to experience the incredible impacts of COVID-19, I just felt, wow, there is certainly a problem here. Our local representatives at the state level were not doing what they could in every way possible to protect the health and the safety of our citizens. I listened to many of these Republican leaders who claim to be pro-life and recognize the fact that, you know, instead of protecting the lives of the citizens in our Michigan 83rd District and other places across the state, they were more interested in economic gain. And that has not subsided. And, COVID-19 has had an incredible impact on all of us. I don't know if you know people who have passed away or have had it, but I certainly do. And
yeah,
I can't imagine anyone who hasn't. That really spurred me to really think about the change Michigan needs to see. Michigan needs a state legislator that's willing to support its governor in her heroic attempts to try to save as many lives across our communities as she possibly can. So I also couple that with the understanding that I've worked in government affairs for these past 6 years, and actually prior to that, as I wore an advocacy hat when I worked at the local hospital. And it's really clear to me that legislators are individuals who are just people who are trying to serve their communities, serve their country, serve their state, and they need all of the help they can get. They need all of the help that they can get. From the residents around them, my ability to work with different legislators and from different walks of life that have, different across political spectrum, if you will, to move important health policy through, I have a unique skill set that I can share with the residents of the Michigan 83rd. I have an ability to, have a positive impact on the gridlock and some of the other negative issues that are impacting the way our country is governed.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, but citing healthcare is one of your leading concerns. If you were to go to Lansing, what can be done at the state legislative level to provide more access to adequate healthcare for people here in Michigan?
Well, the number one thing we have to do, Paul, is really work to shore up the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion. The Healthy Michigan Plan in Michigan, which was enacted in 2014, and was one of Governor Rick Snyder's premier programs that he, in a bipartisan way, worked through and got approved at the state level, has traditionally helped about 680,000 residents across the state. As of March, that number has skyrocketed to 800,000 Michigan residents. So, you know, when we're looking at a Supreme Court, a federal level Supreme Court, and a Republican-led administration that is trying to undermine access to care, this is a shining example of how to not do things and how not to be supportive of residents at the community level. Clearly, COVID is impacting people. They need access to quality care. They need access to physicians, and they need access to treatments for lots of things, but especially right now related to COVID. And, you know, to try and undermine that at the federal level and at the state level, frankly, by our Republican-led legislature is just disheartening, to say the least. So we have to find ways to work and programs that we can start to look into now to offset the impact of any change to the Affordable Care Act that might come over the next year or so.
The group Unlock Michigan says that they collected enough petition signatures to put the issue either on the Michigan ballot or before the state legislature first to limit the powers of Michigan's current and or future government governors, to use emergency powers. What do you think of that?
You know, Paul, I think it's hubris. It's hypocrisy at its highest level that a lot of folks who side with the Republican philosophy about economy first, pro-death, not pro-life, would want to, go by the way of limiting powers of their executive leader when at the federal level they have an executive leader who turns out executive order after executive order about routine, ridiculous, and unnecessary changes to all sorts of things. So to have a ballot initiative such as this, I just find to be repulsive from a group of people. It's just totally ridiculous. Will it pass? I don't know. Are all those signatures valid? You know, I'm not sure about that either. We'll see how it progresses through the system and see if it actually makes it to the ballot. And then we can have really in-depth conversations about, limiting executive leadership powers. I think anything's worth a good conversation. And I think anything's worth discussing at all kinds of different levels. But I think doing this in the middle of a crisis that was, perpetrated in many ways by the inability of a federal government to actually manage, this pandemic is simply ridiculous.
Talk with Stephanie Armstrong Helton, 83rd District State House Democratic candidate. COVID's going to be with us for a while. How does Michigan need to deal with it moving forward in the next months and years ahead?
What's happened is, and, this is coming from my experience working in the national healthcare system, what we've seen actually is a systematic undermining of the public health system across both at the local level and at the federal level. This has become a most acute in the past 3 years or so. And, I have to blame some of our state leadership, state legislature and leadership on this because they've been in power for quite a while and have had every opportunity to shore up public health services. And in spite of the heroic actions of our local public health leaders, who have just done, St. Clair and San Juan County actually have stellar programs in place. One of the things that we have to really look at is the public health infrastructure and how it is set up to better serve the populations. This is what government's about. This is what government's about. It's not giving tax breaks to wealthy corporations and wealthy individuals. It's about ensuring the basic health and safety and providing basic public services to its residents. And that's just not happening right now, Paul. So we really have to look at that, from every angle and see what we're doing at the local, state, and federal level and find the funding and infrastructure supports and other and everything they need to make sure this type of thing doesn't happen again, and they have the ability to meet the needs of what's happening on the front lines day to day.
I don't know when we've had a Democrat elected to represent this area. It's been a Republican stronghold for a long time. So, Stephanie Armstrong-Helton, why should voters, as they cast their ballots for the November 3rd election, vote for you to represent the 83rd district in the State House of Representatives?
Well, you know, Paul, I'm running on three issues: healthy families, healthy communities, and a healthy economy. And I've already spoken to healthy families and what we need to shore up the Affordable Care Act and provide other health services to our individuals and families. I've talked about healthy communities in the face of the COVID-19 response. I want to talk a little bit about healthy economies, mm-hmm. because you know what, we do have to maintain a healthy economy. And you know, I think that it's pretty clear that there's been a lot of talk from the Democratic base about the importance of climate change and the need for green energy or green industries and the building of these services. We're going to have a major shift coming, and we're already seeing some of the impacts of that locally. But, you know, the way the world works is not going to be the way it's going to work down the road after COVID. A lot less people are going to be working in the office. A lot of more people are going to be working from home. A lot of other, you know, really kind of potentially innovative approaches will need to be made. And this community really needs to start looking at green industry and finding ways to adopt that, to welcome those industries into our communities, and to really support that work. We have an incredible manufacturing structure and foundational base here in both Sanilac and St. Clair counties. Well, more St. Clair, but Sanilac certainly has their manufacturing abilities as well. And we really need to think about how we can retool some of the upcoming industries that are going to be closing as a result of COVID-19. You know, everyone talks about some strong economy. I'm not seeing it, Paul. I'm making less money than I've made in the past as far as how expensive things are, you know, how much a gallon of milk is and how much I'm paying for other necessities every day. And we're seeing layoffs across the community, not specifically directly as a result of COVID, but as of a long-term impact of this, you know, not very successful economic process that we've been under for the past couple of years. So, you know, really looking at some of those green industry opportunities is, I think, really going to be important for our community. I think people should vote for me because I have an ability to work across the aisle. I've been doing it in government relations from the healthcare industry standpoint for several years now. I was on the floor of the House of Representatives when Paul Ryan had to pull the Affordable Care Act bill from the floor the first time. I can passionately work with others across the aisle and get things done for people. It's all about the people and the communities we serve, and I think that I can really provide service there that my opponent, frankly, can't. So, really asking you all to consider a Democrat. I like Paul says, you know, it's an unusual choice, but really asking you all to consider a Democrat this time around, and please vote for me. If you want to know more about me, I have a Facebook page. S.A. Helton, M.I. number 483.
We will check it out. Stephanie, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Paul. Always a pleasure talking to you. And I'm sorry it's been so long, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Keep in touch. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.